This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up in a half an hour, it's the top five at five. It's always an adventure when Fran does it. Now we had...
That's one way to describe it.
Now the last time... Was the last time you did it... Now I know Honest Jack interrupted you in the last time you tried. But the last time you did it, was that the good one where you played the Jody Mack clip?
No, I think the pick in the nose was the one before that. Or the one after it.
Right. Yeah. Why you can't get a date, that one?
Correct. The reason why I'm still single.
Yes. Right. The reason why you're still single. How's that? And still single?
Yeah, I'm still single.
Oh, okay.
It's only been a couple months. Yeah.
What's that?
It's only been a couple months. Yeah, I'm still single.
Listen, oh, wait. Did you have a... Oh, since the last time we did
it. Yeah, since we did that one.
Okay.
Yep. Listen, he was not going to hitch himself to anybody during the holidays.
Oh, because then you got to get a gift.
Yeah, so you have to wait till you get past Valentine's Day and all that. Listen, my son's the same way. He's the same way. He's like, there's no way I'm that. I'm like, dude, seriously, you got to get over that. Like, get over that, man.
No, it's not that, but we'll go with that, sure.
Now, you hear the voice of Fran because Jack is not in this week on paternity leave again, even though there's not another baby. And now, I said to him when he left... And he's nervous to tell us that he's not going to be here for a week because of this, because he thinks we're going to get mad.
Well, he knows what's going to happen, yes.
Right. So he said to me very nervously at Chickie's, like, I know you're not going to like this, and blah, blah, blah. So he told me, I was like, that's cool, man. Do your thing. I better not see any tweets or podcasts. That's my only thing. So Jack did tweet today, so we have an update. So what do you think? I'm going to leave you. Now, he's at home.
You don't want me to look at his Twitter.
Being a dad. No, don't look. Okay. I'll read it to you.
All right.
Do you think it is about paternity leave, family?
No.
No.
I can answer that easily. No.
Here we go. He can never take away from... Here's what you can never keep Jack from. I don't care how many babies he has. Thirsty tweets and the Phillies. If you're ever having a bad day... Just remember, we're a day closer to Aiden Miller's major league debut. It's like, give it a rest,
man. Oh, my God.
Give it a rest.
Does he mean the spring training debut is what he's talking about? Or is he talking about the debut? Yeah, he must be talking about spring training, right?
That doesn't count as major league debut. I think he's just saying it. I heard Aiden Miller's working out at shortstop a little bit, by the way.
Yeah.
When we eventually...
Trey eventually moves.
Well, yeah. When we were talking about guys being selfless and moving positions, oddly enough, we didn't hear about the shortstop or the first baseman who could actually help the team by moving positions. But there you go. So, Jack is tweeting, and he's tweeting about the Phillies and Aiden Miller's major league debut, which is probably 2 years away.
So,
there we go.
See, I was getting ready to ask.
Yeah.
Do you think Aiden Miller's coming up? So it must be spring training.
Either that or he's thinking, I mean, I guess it is a day closer to Aiden Miller's debut, even if it's 2 years away from now. All right. 215-592-9494.
I guess that would be a day closer, yeah.
OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, did you go to the parade Friday?
Yeah, I was there.
I'm gonna put him on hold. His phone stinks, so we'll go back to him in a second. I'm not being a jerk because you could hear it.
I heard it.
Yoshi and Brewery Town, you're on patience. WIP. Nah.
My man is Spike, Big I, Jackie, baby, at home still prioritizing his rest and well-being and his nutrition. This boy more pregnant than Jill sound like it. Come on, now.
Well, you heard everybody's talking about it. He's down 17 pounds.
Oh, man, he's stressing. What, golly, that boy got to get it right, man. Yeah, I told y'all I had a few babies and had to go right back to daggone work. This boy sit on the celebrate button.
It's unbelievable.
And still at home.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, man, I think my mama, what's name, went back to work faster than he did as she had us.
Well, yeah, they didn't even have maternity leave back then.
You kidding? My dad was doing the show from the waiting room at Lankinaw when I was born.
Man, cut the umbilical cord and clock back in, bro. Like, come on.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Hey, man, way to start the week off, man. Ike up there talking about who the new BDN is. Pause. Like locker room, luncheon, shower, watching, pause. I mean, come on, man. Hey, and friend, you in your 20s, brother. Keep floating, man. Don't look for love. Let it find you, baby.
I'm 30 now.
He's 30. It's time to find love.
Oh, boy. You better go to church then and find your good one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, go. Yeah, what's that? Go to church, boy. There's some fine ones up in there. I don't care what the denomination is. There's some good ones up in there.
Any church.
You know what I'm saying?
Go to any church. You hit three in a day.
Any church. Hey, and I'm going to tell you real quick, though, boy. Nah, let me stop. I ain't going to go down that route. Let me stop. Come on, man.
It's not what we go to church for, man.
Did you go to the parade, Yosh? Were you a parade guy? Were you there?
Man, I walked down there, me and my wife, because I'm walking distance from the art museum. So we walked down there, man. It was like, the Greek picnic leaving off my block, brother. Everybody was parked around here. I was so glad I didn't go to work. I was like, I ain't going to get no park. We said, they ain't leaving around at like 5 or something. So we walked down there. We see all the people. My wife, I'm high-fiving people and stuff. God gave me a beer. I drank it. What's the name? Threw the can away. And my wife was like, do we have to go down there? I was like, no, nah, what's name? We don't. I just wanted to feel what's name, the aura of the brother. Look, we turned right back home, went back home. She cooked us a little breakfast, and we watched everything what's name on the daggone TV.
There you go. It was good.
And every time I saw somebody still walking down there or coming back, I just kept screaming, go birds. Went out on the porch, smoked me a good old what's name Maduro. You know what's name? I fired me a cigar.
There you go.
You know, it was parade day. So that's how we kept it going, brother. That's how we kept it. Hey, man, as far as Nick Sirianni, I don't care. Just make it make sense. Make it make sense. That's all.
This is what we're going to be in.
Yep.
I'm riding shotgun with you all year long, man.
There we go.
They can't get me out of the car with you, bro.
There you go.
Here you rolling.
And
let me give you this. Like, them daggone quarterback MVPs, man. Look, since 23, Jalen is 6-0 against Patty, Joey, Joshua, Lamar, and Trevor. In the last two outings, he had beat Trevor and Patty twice. And the only one that got the same thing that Patty got is Jalen, a trophy and another trophy. And I believe, like you said, Jalen, what's the name? He could go back to being 22, Jalen.
Wait a minute. Trevor, do you think we all look the same? Are you talking about Josh Allen?
No, I'm talking about Trevor Lawrence, man.
Who cares about Trevor Lawrence?
He mentioned in the MVP.
No, I said no. It was Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick.
What you said. I'm talking about stuff that I've been reading, boy.
Who knows what you're reading?
Man, I come on the phone on time now. Oh. What's name? I'm trying not to talk about Autumn Lockwood.
Sorry.
What's with me? You, as soon as I said Autumn Lockwood, my wife walk outside. Ain't this something? Hey, baby. Going to the store.
All right. Lock back in. I'm sorry for interrupting you. Lock back in.
Yeah, man. What's that? Hey, man, I think Jalen's going to throw for a little bit over 3,700 yards, close to 3,800. Saquon was named a different beast with this O-line. He still can rush for over 1,600 yards, like Elliott said a few minutes ago. We back on track, man. Jalen has a different OC for forever, and he's still making it work. Jalen Hurts was saying is an elite quarterback. He beat some dudes that's been named. He top five, and he running number two, in my opinion, and sniffing at number one. How about that? You ain't got to go. You ain't got to throw 300 yards a game. What's that? Look at daggone Jim Kelly. What the daggone 3-4 Super Bowls. What's that? Got all them daggone yards. Ain't doing that. Ike's favorite homie, Dan Marino. This man had a bullet.
Yeah, he's thinking Marino just catching strays,
300
man.
Yards. Yeah. They won nothing. Ain't won nothing. You can keep going and keep going. Jalen Adams was saying give me about 231 yards a game, a couple touchdowns, run it like you run it, and pass that ball to that boy in the backfield. We're gonna be all right. All right. Yes. We still celebrating all the
way. I feel you, dog.
We're walking on sunshine. Oh,
all right.
Come on now.
All right. Goodbye. Wow. He started mentioning Trevor Lawrence. I said, "What?" Yeah.
I know when he said Trevor Lawrence, I knew he was just on a roll. I'm like, "Yeah, what is he talking about?"
Trevor Lawrence. Does he mean Josh Allen? So the NBA All-Star game was Sunday night. This is
I vaguely remember.
So you know me as an NBA guy, right? I've done a Sixers podcast for over a decade. I love the NBA. I did not watch 1 second. Of the NBA All-Star game. No. I watched some of the dunk contests. By the way, Mac McClung.
I didn't see any of that Saturday night. Dude, I missed everything Saturday night.
Dude, the Mac McClung performance was outrageous. He not only did he jump, Blake Griffin jumped over a car, but just jumped over the front of the car.
Oh, no, I saw it.
Yeah, Mac McClung jumped over the whole video. Car.
Yeah.
And then the other dunk where he grabbed it, touched the front of the rim, and then that was outrageous. So I didn't watch any of the All-Star game.
Three straight, man.
He is.
So he's a Sixer.
He's in the exciting whites category. Come on, man.
He's the most exciting white there is. Yeah.
It's been a good year for the white athlete, man.
It has.
I'm just saying.
Cooper Flagg, first pick.
Oh, man, Cooper Flagg, too. Boy, I tell you.
Watch out for us. You've kept us down too long, Ike. I saw the reviews of the All-Star game, and it was glad that I didn't tune in. I saw the championship game was 40. I guess it was first to 40. And nobody was happy with it. So there have been two suggestions to make it better. First, and I'll give you these. Tell me if you're interested in either of them. The two are, instead of an All-Star game, have a one-on-one tournament. And a bunch of players seem interested in this. Mm. James Harden seemed interested in it. Donovan Mitchell.
Okay, I don't need the old dudes.
Yes. Mitchell, Damian Lillard, okay. Anthony Edwards.
Okay.
Giannis said he would do it.
Okay.
And then USA versus the world. So USA players on one team, the world on another.
Ooh, listen. One-on-one is intriguing. That might be more of a Saturday night thing. But for the actual game, USA versus the world.
You need a little pride.
Like that.
You need a little pride.
Yeah. Kind of like that one.
Now it is.
I don't even know if we would win. Will we win that? I don't know if we would win.
It'd be a good game. We have enough to field a team on USA.
Sure. Yeah. I'm just wondering if the international players have passed us by.
Well, in a lot of ways. I mean, when you talk about the best players in the league, Jokic, foreign. Yeah. What's his name? Luka.
Giannis.
Yeah.
SGA.
SGA's Canada.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Hell, even when Embiid is healthy. Yeah. That's like everybody's pretty much.
Maybe we get North America versus the world so we can get SGA.
So
in
we can keep somebody. Yeah.
I don't. One on one, I think, sounds a little more interesting than it might be.
Might not be good for TV.
Watching one-on-one basketball on TV is going to look boring.
Yeah.
I think it's going to look boring. I think if you could get six players or eight players to do a little tournament on Saturday night, that would be great.
Yep.
I don't think it would be great. Do you remember when we were young, Akeem was supposed to play Shaq one-on-one in Atlantic City? And Akeem got hurt and didn't do it.
Yeah.
It was a huge promotion. It was supposed to be at Trump Taj Mahal.
Right.
I think it was sponsored by Taco Bell or something. It was supposed to be Akeem versus Shaq. And there was another time when we were younger, there was supposed to be a Jordan versus Magic one years before that.
Didn't they do a Dr. J, Kareem?
Did they?
I think they did do a Dr. J, Kareem one-on-one thing.
Dr. J, Kareem would be interesting.
And they were older, too.
Oh, really?
Did not look good.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Didn't look great.
I think it's in a sad part where what they're trying to do is get the players to try hard, which shouldn't. I don't think it should be that hard, but
right.
I do think if you did USA versus the world, then there is clearly the best players in the NBA. The reason they go and they play in the Olympics is because they do have some pride in
sure.
that. So I think that would be.
I like the USA versus
the world.
The world. That would be interesting because that would be some pride on the line.
Yes.
In that.
Yes.
Because the USA players certainly aren't going to want to lose to the foreign-born players.
Well, and the reason that we win the Olympics is because all these foreign-born players are spread out mm-hmm. over all the rest of the teams. If they're all
on one team, yeah,
that'd be tough.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
I'd be interested in that one. That's the one I'd go along with.
I think that one has a good chance of happening.
I'd go along with that one.
OG Wade, you're back on WIP, hopefully with a better sell at this point.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, there it is. Oh, OG. Much better, much better.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did we talk to you Friday, OG? Yes. Were you at the parade?
Yeah, I was there. I text Jack. Jack said we all under siege and all this. He couldn't get in and all that. You know, I was right outside the hotel. So I just stayed there because I wanted to stay put. And I had some fans out there. You know, everybody knew the OG, you know. And my son was there, you know, and he messing around. I was just basically there for him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Justin was there. He had his dad came down and everything, but we couldn't meet up. It was, man, I've never seen that many people in my life, you know.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable scene. And we said this when we were there. It's a nice... It's cool to see everybody coming together and being happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's as simple as that.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to say this, Spike. I hate traffic, right?
Yes.
Man, I'm letting people all in. Like, after it was everybody leaving, all you in is traffic. I was so relaxed. I was being all nice, letting people in and everything. Go ahead, man. Just get right on. I knew something was going on with me, man.
Yeah.
I was like,
you was in a good mood, man. You was in a good mood.
This championship did something to me. I don't know what. My eyes kept watering. I don't know if my allergies was messing with me. I'm just, like, this is way too much. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I can't imagine Jalen Hurts going through what he's going through. I could see where he said it wasn't set in. Then I'm like, it was just crazy. It's a whole lot of different emotions. But on this coordinator thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts at this point has to be immune to change now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been going on so long, and I think it would be a backfire if they did it differently. Because at this point, he has had no stability throughout his whole entire career of playing quarterback. You know
he's
what
had
saying?
The same
so
head
now,
coach.
When he do finally, huh?
Yeah,
that's a plus.
Yeah.
And another, what I was trying to tell people is that if you look at how our offense is, the way the Eagles does, everything is a collaboration. You heard Nick Sirianni telling Moore, hey, run this, run that. So it's not really Kellen Moore's offense that is being put out there and ran on every play. Even Jeff Stoutland is your run game coordinator. So he's got an input in the offense. So I don't think it'll hurt if we bring in – I was – for my money and for my wishes, I would want it to be Frank Wright because of the relationship that he has with Nick. And also I think Jalen is more susceptible to older guy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's experience because at this point you can't – Jalen is experienced now. So you don't really want to give him a young coordinator where he's got to teach the damn coordinator. That'd be real weird. So I think he needs someone that can actually give him some you know, tutorage or whatever. What you think about that?
No, listen, I'm okay with that. And listen, I think Frank will fit right. I think Frank would almost solve both issues here. You get someone who's seasoned. You get a seasoned play caller. You get someone different in there.
Former quarterback, by the way.
Former quarterback. But you're also getting someone who Nick trusts. and who Nick has a great relationship with. So, I mean, it's almost the perfect guy to sort of bring in if Frank wanted to come in and be the OC.
Well, and to me, part of the, like, if I want to say, take a positive from there being all these different offensive coordinators, one thing, if I'm Jalen Hurts, one of the ways I want to approach this is I want to take as much positive from every one of these guys that coaches me as I can, because not all of them are going to be great at everything,
right?
But they will all have something to give him, right? And when they leave, hopefully there is something he got from Kellen Moore, just something,
even if
it's not. So what they have the opportunity to do here is bring somebody in, whether it's Frank Reich, whether it's Josh McCown, whoever it is, who can give him something else. Because OG, as you said, at this point, he's been in the league enough years yet now where he can start to put all of these things together. Everything that he's learned from every single one of these guys, this can be the point in his career. And I know we've had debates on how he's played in the past, but how he's played in the future can be much better than how he played in the past with all of that knowledge. Quarterback is, more than anything, a thinking position. It's about knowledge. It's about all those things. So hopefully he has some like institutional knowledge from everybody who has coached him. And then whoever comes in now, he takes that too and puts it all together.
Let me say this in closing, right?
Yeah.
The most impressive thing that I see with Jalen right now, or not right now, but through this season, is that he was able to humble himself, whereas though everybody knew Saquon was the spotlight. That didn't even budge. Normally when that happens, you'll see a quarterback kind of push. Even Lamar did it in some sense. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't give Derrick Henry the ball as much as he should have. You know what I'm saying? He kept that ball a lot. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And Derrick Henry ended up having to go to the bench because Lamar wasn't willing to relinquish the spotlight. I mean, to me, just giving that up is big in itself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I think he could have very easily made a stink about this whole situation. He didn't. He was willing to share the spotlight. And I like what I heard on the Mic'd Up TV show, where Jalen is essentially thanking Saquon for being a great teammate, for being a leader, and letting him know how much of a difference maker he was on and off the field for the team. So that lets you know how much Jalen sort of was okay with the situation being the way that it was. And you're right, quarterbacks got egos too. But he was willing to put his ego to the side. And listen, you got a Super Bowl title out of it. He got a Super Bowl title out of the OG. Hey, OG. OG, he's a Super Bowl MVP now.
Oh, boy.
Hey, man, you know what? And it's to the point now that I don't even have to argue this stuff no more.
I know, man.
It's
You got nothing to argue right now. Just get Spike a couple of months.
Months. I don't think it'll explode.
You know what the beauty is, though, is that Jalen is – I think that Jalen's style of play, the way he does it, he's different. It's like we don't see that, and then it's like – he make the game look easy. Like, you could say, oh, I could put any quarterback in that sense. But when you really look at it, you're like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, the throws that he makes.
I don't think anybody can operate this offense but him.
No,
honestly,
it's pretty much just him.
Yep.
Crazy, I'm just proud of him, man.
I know, man. Yeah. Like a proud dad, man. I can hear it in your voice, man.
Yeah, it's not weird at all. It,
I tell you, now though, listen, you've been defanged now. You got no teeth now. It's all over for you. It's over.
Yeah, my blazer, man, is up, man. It's value, man. That thing going up, man. I spent
you gonna make me one?
That thing about that.
I'll wear it if you make me one.
Yeah. You know what, Spike? You gotta sit down. Yeah, because you know, we got a lot in common. Our birthdays are the same day as Jalen Hurts. I mean, me and you both been married the same amount of years.
Wow.
Me and you, I mean, we gotta
hold on, your birthday's on the same day as Jalen?
Yeah.
You share a birthday with Jalen Hurts?
August 7th.
OG.
That's my birthday. Yeah.
All y'all got the same birthday?
We do, yeah.
Holy cow.
The same birthday.
Hold on. So, Spike.
Yeah.
Hold on. Do we know this?
I think we knew it on the day. I think we mentioned it.
I don't know if I remember this or not. Yeah. I didn't know this.
That was the Creed day. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. So Spike's birthday is on Jalen.
Jalen's birthday is on Spike.
Yeah, Spike. Yeah. I mean, Jalen's birthday. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, hold on. How about this?
Yeah, I sent Jack my ID because Jack thought I was frauding it. Yeah,
and man, I think Jack's birthday ID. I think Jack's birthday is a day before, either a day after Embiid's.
Oh, really?
And my birthday is on Bryce Harper's birthday.
Oh, really? That makes sense. Everything makes
sense.
Why
Jack
a quitter, like Joel.
That's why he gets so many days off.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, you see that? Only at work, what, half the time? All right, OG, we got to go, man.
All right, brother.
I'll see you. By the way, Derrick Henry.
How ironic is that?
By the way, Derrick Henry had 1,900 yards.
Yeah, I just let it go.
You didn't give him the ball. How could he possibly give him the ball more?
He almost rushed for 2,000 yards, too.
So, yeah, OG mentioned the parade.
Yes.
Now, we here at WIP are incredibly responsible. There's all the profanity in the parade, but we are prepared here at WIP, so we make sure none of it gets on the air.
I was on the board, by the way.
A credit to Fran.
Oh, Fran was on the board that day.
I was.
Good job, Fran. And a credit to Rod Lakin, our program director, who prepared it well. Now, TV stations, not quite as prepared. This is what some of their errors sounded like.
We apologize. Of course, we're on live TV, and we apologize for the profanity. And we apologize again for Saquon Barkley's profanity. Again, live TV. And we apologize again for the profanity. And we apologize once more for the profanity.
And we apologize for the profanity. Back to Landon Dickerson. Sorry about that, Landon Dickerson talking about the loss. It's live TV. The emotion is there. Back to Landon. Ah, we cut that one off. But if you heard any of that, we apologize. Go Birds is what he said.
And we apologize for C.J. Gardner-Johnson's language. Here he is again. And once again, we apologize for CJ's language. And we apologize for Brandon Graham. He's pumped up. He's ready to go.
Now, wait a minute. I didn't realize the rule was the curse can go on the air as long as you apologize.
Right.
I would handle this show so much differently if I could just say I'm sorry. Wow. I did let one fly one time, but we got it.
A lot of apologizing.
Dude, how do you not go into that knowing that the history?
Yeah, after Kelsey's speech.
Even Utley. Utley was only one.
Years ago, yes.
And not be prepared.
And by the way, everybody flipped out over that.
The Utley one.
Yeah.
Oh, they sure did. Meanwhile, Landon Dickerson.
One cuss word, yeah.
I think Landon had, I counted them. Landon had six in a 2-minute speech. We're sorry.
Yep.
All right, coming up next.
Oh, man.
Fran attempts the top 5 at 5.
All right, Franny, no pressure.
Fran, do you want to give us a hint as to what you're going to give us?
Yeah, so Ike actually said in like the first like minute of the show about being uncomfortable.
Okay.
So, uncomfortable moments.
Okay, so that's what we have coming up next. Uncomfortable moments.
With the afternoon show.
So, it's with us. Yes,
now, does it count this coming top 5 at 5? Is that number one?
Wait, this going? No.
Yes, the top 5 at 5 itself?
This is a part of it, yes.
You'll find out.
All right. 215-592-9494. Top 5 at 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.